If you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's why you change your own oil. You wouldn't trust your engine to just anybody. So go with the full synthetic motor oil you can trust. Pennzoil Ultra Platinum offers engine protection for the lifetime of your vehicle. So do it right with Pennzoil Ultra Platinum. Stock up now at Walmart. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Limited lubrication warranty for lifetime engine protection. Other conditions apply, including enrollment and receipt requirements. See Pennzoil.com/warranty for full details and terms.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You believe in the death penalty?
Okay. This got crazy.
Yeah.
Christmas episode.
I'm dressed as Sam. I'm like, you believe in death penalty? I don't believe in this costume. Are we in?
We're in.
Ho, ho, ho. Give me some throat. If you're not watching on YouTube and you're on Spotify, I'm dressed as Santa right now.
It looks not bad.
Which is sacrilegious.
Oh, and I'm dressed like a reindeer, I think. And he's now trying to throw, what are these things? Rings on my antlers.
I feel like Sonic. Did I lose one?
You didn't even get
What the hell's even going on? I'm Jewish. Am I even allowed to be in this?
I don't think so.
It's Christmas Eve.
It is.
Christmas is If you're listening to awesome. This podcast right now, you hate your family.
They're just trying to get away, dude.
Honestly, that's nice. Christmas Eve, I like... There's something magical about the stillness in the air. Does your family go out and look at lights?
Yeah.
Do you want to give more than a one-word answer?
Yeah, we go out for lights.
He's a reindeer.
I thought you had more to say. Your family go out for lights? Sick, nuanced question.
What do you mean? I was waiting for the answer.
I said, yeah.
Yeah, but like... Yeah.
We go out Christmas Eve after Mass. We go to fucking midnight Mass.
Midnight? Like some at midnight?
Yeah, literally.
It's at midnight?
At midnight. Priest is tired as fuck. Yes, sir.
Do they do that because that's like the first Mass of Christmas? Because it's at like Christmas Eve, but it's like clock starts midnight and now it's Christmas?
You know what's weird? I think that's a great assessment, but you know what's weird? The midnight Mass starts at like 12. So it like kind of ends at midnight. So I guess some of it is in Christmas. But
it's pretty cool, man.
Dude, priests get... It's so funny because the priest is so tired.
They probably hate that shift. All the kids are asleep.
Oh, dude, yeah. They're like, what am I supposed to look at? Can't smell. No youth. But yeah, I mean but they're so tired is the funny thing. It keeps me up during the Mass, because the priest is like, Ave Maria. It's like, dude, you need to go to sleep right now. And then they drink the wine. They drink extra.
Are you doing Christmas with the lady? Is she coming or is she staying?
No, well, she's always coming. I have to take these antlers off. I can't even move my head.
Blitzen.
She's not coming because she's gonna be in LA where she's from. She's gonna be with her family.
Are you guys doing are you gonna do like an early Christmas or late Christmas?
We already did the celebration.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we already exchanged gifts. it was a nice little thing. We had nice dinner, we exchanged gifts.
When did you do it?
A couple days ago.
Done like the 10th?
What day is it actually right now?
17th.
17th. We did
one
it like
day. You can fuck the month. I'm dressing up like Santa every episode. How'd the gifts go?
Dude, it was great. It was great. She fucking absolutely loved her gift. I love my gift.
And you talked about the gift for her on here, right?
Yeah, but I didn't end up getting that gift.
Oh, really?
Nope. I fucking pulled the eject button.
Really? Yeah. Had you bought it?
I got nervous. No, I didn't. I got nervous. I got nervous. It just wasn't a romantic gift. It wasn't romance. Hey, you want a fucking computer? Jesus.
Oh, wait, no, we're talking about the other one.
Did I say the other one?
Yeah.
Well, it was cut, but...
Oh, it was cut. What did I say?
You cut that?
Yeah, because I didn't want her to fucking listen and know her gift before I got it.
Yeah, so originally you were going to get a computer because she's going on a writing trip, and that would be...
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, very.
Cute. But yeah, no,
And then you went with the ring?
Ring.
But not a wedding ring.
Not a wedding ring,
was
but a
ring.
Was it
mistaken as a wedding ring at all?
No, 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 no. I got nervous. One knee? I got nervous.
You should have pump faked her and did half a knee.
I mean, I think if you're a woman and you get pump faked by your boyfriend, I think you should kick him in the face. I mean, awful.
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 It is fun to do, like, just if you're, like, traveling abroad and just get on one knee and just tie your shoe.
The tie your shoe thing I've seen on videos, and immediately I go, this ain't real. But, it is. I mean, if I'm the woman, I'm furious.
Yeah.
Furious.
What is it where you, like, sometimes you like, crowd work, or you'll see other people do crowd work, and they're like, how long have you guys been together? They're like, well, we've been dating for 8 years, and so you guys married yet? They're like, no. What is that?
They don't like each other.
But, like... I don't remember whose was in my life. Somebody told me that they had been dating for like 10 years. And they're like, if he doesn't pop the question this year, then we're like literally going to separate. Like I'm going to leave
that
him.
That makes sense on some. Are you with that? Or you are with that?
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, like, it all depends on when you met though. If you started dating in high school, you've been together for 9 years. Okay. You're trying to get your life together. Blah, blah, blah.
Age, yes.
Yeah. Okay, but if you met at 30.
God, who was it in my life?
If you made it 30 and you're like you're 41 and like, you're like, I don't really know where this is going. I mean, fucking leave.
9 to 10 years. I mean, it's like it's almost like when the guy finally does propose, it's not like joyous. It's like about fucking time.
It is about fucking time.
Look who did it.
I always like to ask though, I go, was it 8 years consecutively?
Because
sometimes they try to be like, oh, we've been together for 8. Oh yeah? Really? The whole time? No, yeah. We actually didn't see each other 4 years straight.
2021.
Correct. You sucked some tits, Dan. I know you did. I can smell it. But I tricked her a little bit with where I did the gift. So the ring shop, they like gift wrapped it like tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been a part of a gift wrapping that's tremendous. It was, dude, they put little bells on it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it looked like a ring. It looked like a ring box.
I'm so bad at wrapping gifts.
Oh, I'm fine at it. I'm not great.
Like, literally, I could watch as many tutorials as possible, but the ends end up having so much foreskin.
We got to cut it, no?
Yeah, but, like, I do. And then it's cut still, too short.
Oh, the shortcut's
and then,
crazy.
But then I'll, like, fold the extras in and then fold the... Like, it's fine, but it's fine. Not, like...
Yeah.
I would rather just be, like, close your eyes, open them. Your eyes are wrapping paper.
Yeah. Surprise.
So you tricked her.
I tricked her.
Said, I put your pants down. There's a ring on your cock. I'll let you talk.
I put the ring box. So we bought lights for the Christmas tree. So we had a Christmas tree Christmas tree light box. So I took the ring box. It was already wrapped. Put it in like a Russian doll. I put it inside the box for the Christmas light. And then I wrapped the Christmas lights box. So then you didn't know what the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. So she opened it up and I was like, I got you Christmas lights. She was like, Michael. I was like, I got you Christmas lights. It's nice, right? She's like, come. And then she shook it.
What would you have done if she went, I'm leaving you? Christmas lights?
I would have understood. Buddy, if she got me Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, furious.
You're like, they're already on the tree.
Literally, there's it's nothing Christmas. In this bitch. Yeah. And then she opened the box and she flipped out. Which is.
And did she think.
That's better than coming. Oh. It's literally better than coming. Getting a great gift for someone. Holy, you want to stand up like, yeah, fuck you. Like you want to freak out.
Yeah.
Like you just dunked on somebody. Well, I dunked on her emotions.
It is nice because you're kind of just sitting there and like you're underplaying it. Like, yeah, that's all. Yeah, I listen. Shit, that's all you, girl.
Yeah. It's like having a big cock that hasn't been revealed yet.
Mm.
And then she opens up. You're like, yep, you're welcome. Yep. Big ass dick.
All 5 inches.
Yep. 5 and a half if it's summer.
That's awesome. And was there any confusion on like wedding or marriage?
No. I mean, dude, if I propose her like that with the ring was inside of a light box, I mean, what's happening? You know what I mean?
Did you get Gigi a gift?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah, it's not Christmas technically yet. Gopton.
So she saw you guys unwrapping gifts and be like, man, what the fuck?
Bitch,
she's
give me something.
She's probably sad as hell right now. Like, they didn't give me nothing.
No, she's gonna get iced out. Because Jane? My girlfriend's mom got her something. My mom got her something. I'm gonna get her something. She's gonna have so much shit. Yeah, but she got a stocking. She has a stocking at my mom's place. She's gonna be loads of shit.
Did you get the whole family a gift, or how does that work?
Yeah, I got the whole family a gift.
Like one, like here's a gift for the family, or each individual person.
Each individual.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. I got the sister a gift.
What'd you get her?
And the mom and the mom premium? And the what's up? What'd you say? I didn't hear.
It said Hinge Premium.
Honestly, that's not a bad fucking call.
That is a crazy gift, though.
Oh my God. If you
get 12 dozen roses, not in real life, on Hinge.
Literally find somebody.
You know, people are still out here on Tinder. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's got to, but the answer is yes. But at some point, it's got to work.
Yeah.
It has to work.
Also, like, I don't know if people, this is the dumbest thing I'll say in a Santa costume, but Hinge is like global, right?
I think, like, there's probably some parts that don't have it.
I was going to say, like,
Saudi Arabia and the Gaza Strip or something.
Oh, okay. I was trying to think of a joke there, and I'm just not going to go that route.
hot route.
I'm going to get back on the sleigh here. But I am in a, I do have a beard covering my mouth, so I can really say whatever.
Goddamn. Michael Blaustein going to be yelling about feet, dude, in 2026, dude. January 15th, I'll be in Burlington, Vermont. January 16th, I'll be in Portland, Maine. January 17th, I'll be in Hartford, Connecticut. January 18th, I'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York. January 22nd to the 23rd, I'll be in Baltimore. I think all those shows are sold out. January 24th, Ben Salem, sold out. I love you. February 19th, Lexington. February 20th, Cincinnati. February 21st, Charlestown, West Virginia. We added a show there, guys. And then I'm just going to read some cities. And if you hear your city, go get tickets. Rochester, New York. Las Vegas. Cleveland, Spokane, Seattle, Eugene, Dayton, Vancouver, Calgary, Charlotte, Denver. Go get tickets. I love you guys. Blockcomedy.com, blockcomedy.com.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm Trevor Wallace, a.k.a. Santa, and I'll be flying my sleigh to Nashville, Tennessee at the Ryman. I'm kicking off the year about as big as you can do it. January 8th, Louisville. I'm going to be there January 9th. January 10th, Cleveland, Ohio. January 16th, Los Angeles, the frickin' will turn, baby. So excited for that. The 17th, my literal hometown, Ventura County, Ventura, at the Majestic Ventura Theater. January 18th, San Luis Obispo. January 19th, San Luis Obispo. January 21st, Bakersfield. January 22nd, Fresno. January 23rd, Oakland. January 24th, Sacramento. January 25th, Reno. And then I'm just going to read a bunch of cities. And if you hear your city, go to trevorwallace.com for details. Austin, Texas, Dallas, aka Grand Prairie, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis, Birmingham, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado Springs, Phoenix. We've added a second show to the special tapings. March 14th, that is a Saturday. Tickets just dropped. Do not miss out on those. These are selling like hotcakes. Then we're ending up the year in Red Bank, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, and then Boston, Massachusetts, and then also Halifax in August. TrevorWallace.com for tickets.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored by Lumi Gummies. Imagine if edibles just made you feel good, okay? Instead of too high. Most edibles get me way, 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 way too high, but Lumi Gummies always makes me feel just right.
Consistent, mellow, and super delicious. Lumi Gummies are specifically designed to make you feel good, not stoned. Whether you're looking for an end-of-day de-stressor, a midday mood boost, or help getting the best sleep ever, Lumi Gummies has a strain that is right for you. I love these after traveling. I love these when you. I am traveling.
Thank you.
Literally just a 360 whenever I need it.
Buddy, I have so much trouble sleeping on the road, and Lumi Gummies literally have been a lifesaver for me. It gives me, as you just said before, it gives me the right amount of high, and it just puts me to sleep, dude. And and after shows, my brain is just wired and going 80 different places. It just gives me, just tamps me down a bit, dude. I freaking love
it. But I also like some of the strains to do the opposite of put me to sleep and kind of maybe give me that creative edge.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm zip-zapping and zopping with myself.
Improv and yourself. That's crazy. Guys, Lumi Gummies are available nationwide. Go to LumiGummies.com. That is L-U-M-I Gummies.com. And use code SOCKS for 30% off your order. Again, that's L-U-M-I Gummies.com. Code SOCKS. LumiGummies.com. Code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
So, what were you going to ask me? Is Hinge international?
Well, I was like, okay, so this just might be a, like, are people using Tinder in the Midwest because that's just what they're used to, or they don't have, like they have to have Hinge out there.
They definitely have, what, like in, like, the middle of the country?
I don't know, like, you use like Uber out there and they don't have the same options they do in LA as they do out there. So I'm like, are people not using Hinge because it's like it's not as popular out there?
Yes,
like,
I think so. I think.
But when I like do crowd work and I talk to someone, I'm like, how'd you guys meet? And they say Tinder. And I'm like, what, like a decade ago? They're like, no, 4 months ago. I'm like,
buddy, people still say to me Facebook dating. And I've had multiple people, like younger people, say Facebook dating. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, and I go, walk me through this. And it's just Bumble. Like, just think of Bumble.
Or it's Facebook Marketplace and somebody got horny.
Oh, yeah. Give me an armoire. Let me show you what I can do.
Fascinating. What did you get? What did you get the sister?
So I got the sister. Jesus Christ.
Jesus?
Oh, dude, what a horrible gift.
My son?
Look. Santa's son is not Jesus.
What's the relation?
Santa's not related to Jesus.
Come on. Christmas? Christmas? Christ?
It's Jesus' birthday.
But... So
but Santa's not related
Santa
to Jesus.
So Santa just a party planner for Jesus?
Dude, is the wedding planner, yeah. What is this?
This is the most popular dating app per state.
Oh, hell
Alabama
yeah.
Alabama is Christian Mingle, not 23andMe. That's crazy.
So Alabama is Christian Mingle. Alaska is Match.
Match.com.
Wow, that's still happening?
Established Dude. In 19... Yeah, they probably don't have internet. As well as we do.
What the fuck? If anything, you need more internet for a .com.
Arizona is Tinder.
Checks out.
That definitely checks out,
capital.
Too.
Farmers only in Arkansas.
That can't be real, bro.
What do you mean? Have you heard of Arkansas?
It's true.
California is Raya.
Wow.
That makes sense. Colorado is eHarmony.
I thought Raya was like, you're supposed to have some barriers of people to... I mean, there's... Just yeah, all of California?
I mean, the one thing about Raya is like literally everybody but me and Young Gravy got on it. It's like, I mean, dude, you'll be talking to like an assistant of like a coffee shop employee manager and like, oh, I am on Raya. How?
yeah, it's okay. More like a flex thing than anything. Like, and that's what California is. Yeah, like,
for sure.
Yeah.
So
Colorado's eHarmony.
Which, what the fuck is even going on there?
I have no idea. Isn't eHarmony Jesus-y?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just very marriage focused. Oh, so it's okay. Probably very Christian.
Okay,
thing.
Okay.
Connecticut, J-Date.
I didn't
know there's a lot of in Connecticut.
No.
All right.
Getting clapped out off J-Date. That's awesome.
Delaware is Bumble.
Awesome. I mean, Delaware, it's fucking letters. There's 12 people that live in Delaware.
It's called a feminist dating app just because they respond first.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
I love the premise.
I love it.
When a girl used to send me a GIF on there, I'd be like, too lazy, next.
Oh, dude.
Type of sentence.
So yeah. Many girl. Hi.
No.
All you're right.
Cheating. You're cheating.
Zero. Yeah, zero.
It's like you felt like the bad bitch on Bumble.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. When someone will come with like a really fire first line, great.
Yeah, they gotta reignite that. That shit. I mean, it's still out there. We're not talking about.
Florida's Tinder, obviously.
Makes sense.
Theme here.
Yeah. Georgia's Match.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Hawaii is Grindr.
Aloha.
Aloha cock. Wait, hold on. Are there a lot of in Grindr? I mean, are there a lot of in Hawaii?
Idaho's plenty of fish. Bitch, y'all ain't even got any pond out there.
What?
There's so many random ones like coffee meets bagel.
That's a Jew app, right? I always thought it was. Is it not? I swear to God, I really always thought it was.
I don't know, but you would imagine.
Illinois Tinder
or
makes sense.
The Jew app would be like, you pay for my bagel.
Indiana's Christian Mingle. Iowa's Farmers Only. Kansas is
OKCupid.
That's like OG.
Dude, that I think OKCupid was one of the, well, I mean, Match was the first one, but OKCupid
Match
was like
the first?
I think so. Match or eHarmony.
So it really is like whatever probably came out during
first.
That stage time, everyone just stuck with that. Louisiana's
going.
Tinder. Maine is Plenty of Fish. I've never heard of Plenty of Fish, but
heard of it, but I've never even been on it.
It just feels like a weird one to like get, like you're not getting any horny DMs on Plenty of Fish.
Bro, when I was in New York, I remember I was so fucking horny, I signed up for Match.com. Like I had all of the apps, and then I was like, fuck it, there's got to be more pussy on this one. And I signed up for that one. Dude, OKCupid I was on, dude, oh my God. That was literally I would get home from shows like 4 a.m. and be like, cool, who's on? Because OKCupid, you could see who's on.
Ooh.
And you could set a radius. Who's in Harlem and who's trying to get this average white cock?
Your last Nobody. Assistant, Stevie, a gay man, was showing us Grindr. It shows you like by feet how close they are.
I love it.
Which is your arousal.
That's what I'm saying. I'm into it.
Michael's dating up his feet finder.
Oh, fuck.
What's elite singles?
Singles for professionals.
So dumb.
It's like a Raya with a 401k.
And Texas is Ashley Madison.
Is that the cheating app?
Wow. Yeah, that was
is it literally four affairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it was exposed.
What? Do you remember that? The whole
elite, I do,
the
but whole like their hacked. Whole MO is like, we go after people already married. Is this true? Or is it for older people? Who's it's asking
for,
you in Madison?
It's just for married. It's for married people. They'll be like, yeah, I wanna fuck. But the funny thing is there was no women on the app.
It was just Madison?
No, dude, it was all like bots.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the thought would be like you would go on there and your wife knows about it? Or
no,
doesn't?
No, she doesn't know. Oh, she just, that's why cheaters? I said discreet connections,
so,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so it looks like they're trying to rebrand From Affairs to discreet connections. Our
what
journey.
The hell is the difference?
But yeah.
Let's cheat, but in a
one's
bush.
One's in a hotel, one's in a tinted window.
While we previously catered to married women and men looking for an affair,
this is
we've
nuts.
Listened to our members and adapted the changing landscape of modern dating.
Is this insane that there's a dating app to make people cheat?
I honestly,
what a crazy MO.
It makes sense though.
I know, but like to brand it as that from the jump, like, hey,
you gotta hit every market. You gotta hit every market.
Honestly, true.
How many dads are on Ashley Madison right now?
All of them.
Christmas Eve.
Every single one.
Jack, I saw you on there yesterday.
Yeah, if you're a dad, you're on one.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you from our boys at Wear Load Boost. All right, blast like a freaking fire hose with Load Boost. All right, Load Boost is formulated by medical doctors at VB Health and backed by scientific research. Dude, I've been taking some of this, dude, and I'm blowing through my drywall like fucking Tim Allen. All right,
blow like your drywall like a pissed off teenager.
Yep. Mountain Dew, dude. I'm freaking sick of dribbling out of my cockiness. That's why I freaking take Load Boost. All right, Load Boost is a great blend of zinc, all right, and some other stuff that we can't pronounce.
It's got a great blend of everything you need in there, and there's a good reason why Load Boost is the favorite supplement of adult film stars that need to finish with a bang, because Load Boost really works. Want to improve the taste, volume, and health of your semen? Load Boost is a move. So if you're ready to blast off like a pea star, Load Boost has got you covered, and her.
She's covered.
Covered.
In
Load Boost. Visit loadboost.com and use code STIFFSOCKS, one word, for 10% off. Or click the link in the episode description. STIFFSOCKS, one word, for 10% off your description. Time to boost that load and load that boost.
Semen.
Goddamn.
All right, so I also have trivia, Christmas trivia for
okay,
you guys.
Okay,
Whoever answers it first wins, and the loser has to spin the wheel. We have...
I'm okay.
what do you call it?
Prizes?
What do you call not prizes?
Consequences.
Our consequences are Bean Boozle, Christmas Bean Boozle, cursed Christmas snacks. So we have rolled up cheese with candy cane pickle sandwich, and baby food.
My sister used to eat baby food all the time.
You did too.
Excuse me?
You did too.
I did, but I'm talking about when she was like 20. It's, I mean, apparently
low key
really
after
good.
Eating those freeze-dried meals.
Yeah,
I would probably enjoy that.
It's probably great.
What flavor? What flavor do babies even like? Is it breast milk?
Breast
flavored?
Milk, yeah.
Yo, is it actually?
I have no idea. No, it's like peaches and pears and shit.
Breast milk.
What a weird combo.
Breasts are the equivalent of male balls.
Hold on. Breasts are the equivalent of male balls. Okay.
They produce white stuff for somebody to suck on.
I mean, they both produce. Yeah.
Going back to Santa mode.
Santa mode. All right. First question, or it's actually a riddle. I'm long and thin, full
my
of
dick.
Peppermint cheer.
Candy cane.
Yeah. Candy canes.
What the fuck?
You've been punished.
You have to spin the wheel.
Are candy canes good, or do I just like making shanks with them?
How do you make shanks with them?
You suck them.
You lick the end of it. You lick... No, not balls.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. You fucking chisel with your rock-hard bare alpha hands.
All right.
All right. So Michael has to do three Bean Boozles.
Holy shit.
What the fuck does that mean?
They're all Bean Boozled. You have to eat three of them.
Yeah, well, we did mostly Bean Boozled, so you're not always eating pickled peppermint.
I think I might be able to.
Pickled peppermint sounds fire.
Do I pick four?
Just give him. Yeah, give him whatever three he comes out.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Thank you. All right, and then just tell me what. Show the camera what they are, and then we'll. So it's yellow, red, and red. All right, so it looks like you have.
Dude, three is crazy.
Three is crazy. Take the first one. Let's see what happens. The yellow one is either wet dog or banana.
Or a wet dog's banana.
Awful, dude.
Even banana sucks.
Hold on, man.
You need to spit those out. Dude, your side is looking like a trucker.
Do you need another water over there?
Shut up, guys.
That was like the worst one on the wheel, too.
Dog.
I guess that's dog. Is it dog? Does it taste like Gigi?
Why do dogs smell so bad when they take a shower?
Yeah. God hates them. I don't know.
You should probably get a trash can to spit those out in.
I mean, my size of trash can.
True.
Fuck me. That's on the ground.
That would shoe. Bottom of the shoe, it. Jelly bean.
So I don't even know. Okay.
All right, so this one has to be pomegranate.
No. What flavor is that?
It's old bandage, I guess, again.
Ew.
You're fucking up Michael today.
Oh, Michael, I'm sorry. That was the worst one on the list, on the wheel.
You just did that reaction, that meme face.
Ruined my fucking life. Stupid ass Bean Boozled bitch.
Isn't it crazy? Everyone's like, I would never eat ass. It's shit. Like, but then you eat ass and you're like, hell yeah. And then you eat a Bean Boozled and you're like, how is this worse than eating ass?
Because when was the last time? Women are clean, dude. When was the last time you put your tongue in an asshole and it was bad? Literally never. I've eaten ass plenty a night. And I've never, even after like roller skating, I've never tasted it. And it's been bad.
Yeah, but even when it is bad, it's kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Even when pussy's bad, it's still good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, even when pussy...
It's like, oh, shit, okay. They adding some bitters tonight.
Yeah, yeah, because you get done like the talcum powder or whatever the fuck it is.
What?
And you know what I mean. Like the powdery talcum powder. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
What is talcum powder?
It's just powder. It's just like weird powder. But what was I saying? Oh, but once you get past it, then it tastes like vagina. These Bean Boozled fucks taste like shit the whole time.
It's kind of like a Nerds Cluster. You get the sour out, and then it's all sweet.
Dude, I like that. I like
Pussy
that.
Pussy ain't nothing but a Nerds Cluster. And that's from Santa.
I haven't ate ass in a while. I'm into it. Fuck!
When do you leave? Tomorrow?
I leave tomorrow, dude, and I'm going for like 7 days.
Are you seeing your lady tonight?
Tonight, yeah, after the show.
Oh, shit.
I tell you something, I was about to get Bean Boozled.
What?
Huh?
Bring the spork.
Oh, I'm eating it. Spork? I need a fucking shovel. I mean the whole ass.
Hey, okay.
I don't have a small intestine anymore. Yeah, it's in my stomach.
Good night. I'm full.
Hello.
Ding dong.
I blew up the candle. Go to sleep.
How do you imagine getting in an argument with your girl back in the before electricity?
Uh-huh.
And you, in the middle of argument, you just blow out the candle, and she's like, all right, I guess I'll go to sleep now?
Yeah, it's
like a
parrot
when you put a towel over them.
It's pitch black.
Need to start doing more of that.
What do you mean?
But like, you know how you put a beach towel over a bird's cage, and the bird is like, what the fuck, this daylight saving shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Next time I get in an argument with my lady, which I never do, I'm putting a towel over myself. Good night.
Good night. Dude, you ever get an argument with your girlfriend, and then you like, essentially, you're like, well, then I'm just going to sleep. You try to go to sleep, and you can just feel them like hating you on the same side, like
they're airdropping you every bad vibe. And
oh my god, the vibes are terrible. You know they're like, fuck, I can't believe you're fucking going to sleep. And they really don't want to talk through it. Okay, immature about, and you're like,
it's funny because as a guy, you're just laying on your side.
Correct. You're not going to sleep.
Ass exposed. You're like, and you want to be so. Being mad is so funny.
It's so hilarious.
Then you talk it out and you're like, oh, we're done.
You talk it out and you're like, why was I mad? Why was I mad? What are emotions?
Crazy.
So dumb.
All right, next Riddle, my hat's a bit floppy, but my sack's tied tight.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus. Sorry, Michael.
These are so easy that my brain's not going there. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You got to dumb it down when you're playing with me.
But you know what I mean? It's like, click, clock, I'm on a roof. What am I? A fucking deer.
Baby food, baby I called food. It. Who?
So we'll let you choose. We have green beans or...
Ew.
Pumpkin.
Gotta pumpkin, go pumpkin,
I guess, dog.
Pumpkin, no wonder babies always fucking crying. They got green beans and pumpkins.
And tits.
Hey, that's what shuts babies up. We ain't nothing but a baby.
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get some head, we'd be quiet.
Dude, that looks disgusting.
It is. It's gonna be fucking gross.
I don't envy this at all.
It's probably pretty good.
Yeah, man. I mean, it just tastes super bland. It doesn't taste bad.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it doesn't. It honestly doesn't taste bad. It just tastes like the worst pumpkin pie that's ever been had.
Is it sweeter?
Like your fucking like aunt from like London made it, and you're like, what is this? Hello. Show me your tits or be quiet.
Clip it. Put it on a t-shirt. What's the worst gift you've ever gotten, or what's the worst gift you've ever given someone?
What's the worst gift I've ever given somebody? I mean, herpes probably? No. Dude, I don't know. I don't really think I've given like a bad gift. Like I've given like a, oh fuck, I have to find a gift. And then I've like done like a quick like gift card and shit like that. But I don't know if I've ever like given like a fuck, this gift sucks. Like I never like wrapped up like a scarf that I found on the street. Like, here you go, uncle. Right? I mean, have you guys ever given a bad gift? I know I received a bad gift.
The problem is we're asking the wrong person. We have to ask the people who you've given gifts to before.
For sure.
And they're like, you're like, yeah, this is thoughtful. They're like, what the fuck?
I received a horrible gift, and it's in one of my bits that I have. My fucking XX, my very, very first girlfriend.
That sounds like a website.
XXX?
XXX, my very first girlfriend.
Don't know it. NBA.com.
Lamar Odom.
She gave me a scarf for Christmas. A scarf.
And then you use that scarf and you go, where's the ceiling fan?
100%. It's literally my bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Have I heard this bit?
I think so.
Oh.
It's okay.
All right. True or false? Mistletoe was banned in churches for being sexual.
True.
False.
It was true.
Oh, thank
it was true.
I just said something just so I had a chance.
What do we do when we both get it right?
Do you guys hang mistletoes in your house?
I hang them above my bed.
I hang them literally on my belt. Guess what?
Why don't they make a belt that they have to?
They have
to. Type in mistletoe belt.
You ever been to Spencer's? That's literally where they are.
That's couldn't be more. Don't they do a spirit Halloween but for Christmas too? Spirit Christmas?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, what are we doing?
We need to get this immediately.
The four guys in a room need to get that? Hey, yo.
I would take head from a
kiss
guy.
Kiss me under the mistletoe. But then she's just kissing your dick.
First of all, mistletoe.
Wow, yeah.
You know?
Hold on. Is there anything on here that's like not? Like, oh, you get a reward, actually.
No, because
this is the, yeah, but the penalty.
But there should be one on there.
One bean boozle. That's not bad.
Bean boozle me. So this is either toothpaste or berry blue.
It's not even bad. I had wet dog and fucking Wuhan AIDS or whatever I had. 100% whatever the good part is. So mad.
That's toothpaste.
Is it?
Yeah, it's nice though.
Not bad, yeah. Like a nice mint.
It's really not bad.
Oh, wow. I want to eat. I want to finish it. I'm
mad that this is going away. I want to keep chewing it.
I'm
going
to break a camera.
It's good.
I feel like you were a Christmas caroler as a...
I wish I was, but I wasn't.
No?
No, I wasn't. I kind of, honestly, dude, when I was in high school, I took choir, and I kind of wanted to walk around and do caroling.
That was phenomenal.
It's part of it. I hate you. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. But there's something fun about but also, like, if you're getting caroled at and you have, like, a kid and you're like, bitch, you just woke my fucking kid up, I'm furious.
Do people steal Christmas carol?
I think so.
And is it? Do they do it for free or donation?
I think. Oh, really?
Yeah, from my knowledge.
So you come out of your house and just give them money?
I guess.
What do you have, like a QR code? Cash app?
It's so funny if they're at your doorbell singing and you start Shazamming it.
What is this? This shit sucks.
Silent night.
I do love seeing all the Christmas lights.
Dude, the Christmas really lights, nice. The music, Michael Bublé.
Oh, every time I drive home, it's like, since we're getting closer to the holidays, most obvious thing ever, more and more houses are starting to get like the lights, and you drive up one alley and you're like, ooh.
It does make me feel ooh.
Yeah.
Dude, like even like the my tree at like in my apartment, it makes me feel sick. So fucking good.
Tree, I miss having a tree.
Why don't you can get a tree?
Christmas is in like 4 days.
Yeah, you can get it.
Me and Alex went to a bar last night for our holiday Christmas party, me and him. And after the party, he took a wrong turn and we went down this neighborhood. And I think he did it on purpose to show me lights.
Aww.
Yeah, I knew he would like it.
And you were like, look at that one over there. And you go on his shoulder.
How about those houses that like you park out front of and then you put on the radio station?
Dude,
and they
if
have
my neighborhood had one of those. I mean, that guy's the biggest asshole in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know this. What is this?
You'll set a radio station and then the music goes along with the lights. You've never seen this?
No.
But imagine being
the neighbor. You're like, how the fuck did he even figure that out? Who's got that much technology?
And now you have everyone parking in front of your house. You can't find parking for like 2 weeks.
Oh, but what if the guy in the house likes that because he has fucking binoculars and just watching?
You know who pisses
sticking
me
his
off
dick in
is
a melon.
The lazy guy who just points like a laser at his house with like a thousand like lasers. You seen those?
That's lazy.
You lazy motherfucker.
Lazy.
Don't even try.
No. Do you think you're going to be a person? I know you're full Jew, but do you think you're going to be a person that sets up some lights on a tree?
No.
I mean, not a tree, like a house. I mean, your house.
Probably not.
I was so against it. Now I think I'm gonna try to be the best house on the block.
You would be that guy, yeah.
I'm gonna try
to
do it.
Dude, you can there's like ads around town that'll be like, we'll put up Christmas lights for you. And they deck your house.
Yeah, but I think if you don't do it, if you task rabbit some lights, that doesn't feel good.
Motherfucker, you task rabbit a goddamn pencil.
100%, but I'm saying if I'm trying to win something, I don't want to task rabbit. It's not gonna feel as good. It's like having someone else write your bit and it crushes you. You're like, all right, well, this sucks. Cares. I didn't do it. But if I get an extra big ladder because I'm short, but if I get an extra big ladder and I get some lights.
You're on stilts on the ladder.
Whoa, honey, whoa.
I do feel like there's probably a sense of pride. And comment below if you agree where if you're outside putting them up and the neighbors are driving by, there's a little bit of like, what's up?
What up, bitch?
You see that shit?
Yeah.
But there's also nothing. There's like where I grew up, there's a place called Candy Cane Lane. And it's like.
I mean, kids get touched.
Oh, so do adults. it's only called that during the holidays.
Okay.
But if you're on that street, I'm like, what does that HOA look like? Is that like you're trying to move in and they're like, it's April and they're like, oh, hold on. Before you sign that lease, what are your thoughts on Christmas?
Oh, so the whole thing has to be decked out.
But there are houses that are the dark spots there. But like,
ew, really? Get your fucking life together. This is Candy Cane Lane, bitch.
Or the Jewish.
All right. way to make a point that makes sense.
But I'm just thinking like.
You got to pitch it. You got to let them know.
But some of those houses, I mean, they are like, there's not an inch left of space on their front yard.
I love that. What time do you start doing that? If you're Candy Cane Lane, at what point? Is it just after
right
Thanksgiving?
After, yeah, I think so. Fuck. I'm also like, how bright are those windows at night?
I think you got to turn them off at night, no?
No, these motherfuckers let them ride. I mean, I don't know. I think they have timers. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you wear like a sleep mask, timers? You're fine. What is it?
I put lights out on my place for the first time.
Fuck yeah.
And I got like timers. I got like extension cords. Like
that's
all this crazy
awesome.
Stuff.
That's awesome.
And you did it all yourself?
Yeah. And then I had like neighbors were like walking by and they're like, hey, it looks great. And that was like the greatest feeling.
That's so
kinda
cool.
That's what I was thinking. Is getting the vouch from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because I'm in.
Well, because also your neighborhood's going to like it because your neighborhood feels more festive because of you. That's cool as shit.
A neighborhood ain't nothing but a Christmas tree.
And now I'm a Christmas bulb.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Quince. Listen up. Cold mornings, holiday plans. This is when I need my wardrobe to just work. That's why I'm all about Quince. They make it easy to look sharp, feel good, and find gifts that last. From Mongolian cashmere. Oh, okay. From Mongolian cashmere sweaters to Italian wool coats, Quince pieces are crafted from premium materials and built to hold up
without the luxury markup.
I literally just bought two pieces from Quince for my brother for Christmas.
Sure did.
Dog, he actually hit me up. He was like, dude, I kind of want just like a really sick shirt and pants, but I don't want them to like, you know, go out of style. And I was like, dude, that's crazy because I just did an ad read for this company and I ordered it. It was crazy easy within like 3 seconds. Ordered it, boom, bang, bang, right to my parents' home. He's going to open it. He's going to flip out, dude. Each piece is made from premium materials by trusted factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. By cutting out middlemen and traditional markups, Quince delivers the same quality as luxury brands at a fraction of the freaking price. So get your wardrobe sorted. And your gift list handled with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That is quince.com/stiffsocks. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks.
Goddamn.
Dude, if I set up lights, I'm not going to take them down. If but I set up like funny. Really it's great... Like-
Your neighbors go from loving it to hating it. Because if you have them up in like February, then every neighbor is like, this fucking lazy piece of shit, take them down.
Dude, in January 2 years ago, my mom's neighbor did not take the lights down. My mom, every time I would call her, she'd be like, Michael, guess what? Still up! And she would always call it, it looks like a fucking Rite Aid, Michael. It looks like a Rite Aid in front, like losing her I wonder mind.
What's the cutoff? What day do neighbors start getting mad when there's still decorations up?
I think if you creep into February? The end of January, like you have a problem, dude. Last year I saw Christmas trees like being taken out in February.
Oh, you'll everywhere once in a while you'll be driving through a neighborhood and there's just a Christmas tree in like March. You're like, well, you were holding on to that bitch for that long?
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's
I would be too. I would hold on to that shit.
Dude, you know what's crazy is I've been feeding my Christmas tree water like a human person, but it feels good, dude. Yeah. Every time I do it, I go, "You thirsty boy, you thirsty boy," and it drinks that shit. I know it does, and it's every time it does.
I feed my tree.
Yeah, you do. And I got like the shit they gave at the tree store that has the fucking pheromones or the fuck it, I don't know what it is, but you dunk it in the water so it gets extra.
Bro, thank God he found love, because if you didn't, I'd be... The conversations you'd be having with yourself in that apartment would be insane.
I wouldn't be... I was on the straight and narrow to just go insane. I was close to it.
Oh, yeah. I think y'all were.
Oh, God. But yeah, thank God I found love. And thank God I found a Christmas tree. This bitch drinks like a bit... I mean, a lot. Every 2 days.
And how are you going to get... What are you going to do with it when you're done?
Throw it outside. I'll put it on the elevator, bring it down, throw it in the trash.
You don't think there's not going to be any else in there?
Any what? Any else Christmas? No, like in the trash or on the side of the road. Isn't that how it works? Fuck, I don't know now.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what happened to me was my neighbor actually gave me a gift. And I don't really know who they are. But they left me like a jar of honey and like a postcard that said like happy holidays and then like a whole bio of their whole family.
Get it out of it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Christmas cards are so funny, though.
I don't want it. Look how happy you are.
Hey.
No, you're not.
All he's doing is, yo, I got three kids. I nutted.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I nutted three times. Good.
So Christmas cards were the original Instagram post.
Of course.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Fucking hard launch on their family.
I will say, dude, I want a bio. I like that. I want to know if your kid got into Georgetown. I want to know if your other kid's addicted to opiates. I want to know how big your wife's tits are. I want to know all of it.
I want pros and cons. Okay. I want to be like, Keith got into Columbia. He also picked up a fentanyl addiction.
Yeah.
Give me like both sides of the spectrum. Family's not that perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Look how happy we are.
It is so bizarre we do that. Is that not bizarre?
What?
The Wallace is.
Yeah, no one's happy. I want a real smile. If you're happy, cool. If you're not, I want you crying.
And the photo on the card should be a live photo so you can press it and then watch everyone's smile dissolve and go, are we done yet?
I want a PlayStation 5, you bitch. You're 7. You don't deserve one. But I do think it would be funny just an inverted Christmas card. Everyone just crying. I've never seen that. I'm sure they exist.
You flip it over, the Wallaces, .. We're not doing well.
QR code or GoFundMe. Help.
All right, trivia. I get slathered with white stuff, spread nice and sweet.
Gingerbread.
Yes.
Suck my cock.
Jack with Alex last night.
Click. some dude in the white van says to someone that's under seven, come to Candy Cane Lane. And it's
he ain't
not
talking
good.
A house.
Nope.
It's between his two legs.
Bamboozled.
Oh, I'm actually good. You guys don't have to do that. No, I'm actually good. You guys are okay. Please be the pickle. Yes!
Candy corn pickle sandwich.
Fuck candy it. Cane
and
pickle.
What are these pickles?
Candy you, cane pickle sandwich.
Where did you like order these from?
Ralph's.
Oh.
You only have to eat one.
So it's a pickle that tastes like candy cane?
It's a pickle with a candy cane.
Can I just
inside.
Eat the, can I just, like, is the sandwich or can I just eat the?
You can just do one.
So it's a pickle with a candy cane in
oh.
it? Not good?
No.
Oh. She would say gingerbread.
Oh, you want the bucket?
Where's the bucket? Here's the bucket. What's wrong with it? It's not good?
That's like a horrible combination.
you ate it.
Good job.
Great job.
Dude, that's awful. Mint and terrible. Pickle might be the worst collab. I mean, you might as well just put fucking orange juice and toothpaste on here.
You like toothpaste, though.
I do. That was awful. Kind of good.
When I was a kid, I would eat toothpaste.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They had some delicious flavors. I bought one recently. It was like vanilla flavored. I was like, hey.
I literally had bubblegum flavored when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I would literally eat it. I mean, not like how I eat glue, but I would like eat it. Like as I'm brushing my teeth, I just eat it. Delicious.
That sounds good.
Doesn't it? Whatever happened to bubblegum? I'm serious. When was the last time you just had a piece
of bubblegum? I bought Juicy Fruit at the airport.
Gum? What,
isn't that bubblegum? Bubblegum to me is anything that's not mint. It's just gum.
Oh,
like,
really?
You know,
to
like
me, it's like bubblegum is like that pink shit. You know what I mean? Like just
what flavor is bubblegum?
Bubblegum.
But what pink? Is bubblegum?
Pink?
Pussy?
Maybe. Dude, bubblegum. What is, but yeah, bubblegum is bubblegum flavor. There is no.
So Santa hits every house in one night.
No, it's not real, dude.
Because let me tell you something. As a man who just had to fly to Dayton, Ohio,
yeah,
it took me 12 hours with delays. You're telling me this guy's... I wonder how long it would actually... Can you look this up on ChatGPT? How long would it actually take if Santa visited every house in the world?
And dropped off gifts. I mean, dude, it would take...
Have you seen
him...
how UPS drivers drop off gifts when they're stressed? I mean, Santa would be like slingshotting.
Even if he was slingshotting. I mean, it would take him or her... let's see what Chad's gonna say.
About 31 hours.
What? No.
No, dude.
Are you stupid?
What are you adding in magic like a weirdo?
All right, we're gonna cut that. About six.
No, leave that in. Alex, you heard me.
What?
All right, I'm just gonna read the math that he's got going on.
Who's he?
My ChatGPT's a guy, so what? Santa has one night.
Closeted.
With time zones, you can stretch it. Maximum possible time, about 31 hours using Earth's rotation. So 500 million houses divided by 31 hours equals 60 million houses per hour. That means Santa has roughly 0.000225 seconds per house. That's one house every 225 microseconds.
Yeah, but baby girl, you're doing like actual math that makes sense. I'm saying, like he was saying actually how long it would take. Not if you don't involve like magic and...
I don't know about that because Santa is magic. So 0.1% the speed of light, about 650 miles per hour, he would have to go.
And that's no bathroom breaks at all.
No bathroom breaks.
Gay.
No candy cane breaks. No anything.
And how big is that haul of shit?
What haul of shit?
Gifts.
Oh my God. How much stuff? Oh, you didn't stop. How much stuff did you put on your list, Jack? When you were a kid?
Oh, probably about like 6 or 7.
Wow, really? Oh, God.
Your list was probably right under Bill Clinton.
Dude, I was at the fucking NBA game and they did the 6-7 cam and I almost shot up the entire arena. If they didn't take my gun away, I would have shot up the entire arena. I was so, let's do the 6-7 cam. Hey, no. Let's not do that.
What would you have done if it cut to you, though?
I would have fingered everyone. I would have done the finger. I would believe this.
Really? Like it cuts to you. You'd do it.
I would pretend on my tits. Probably. Mm. I'd be able to just do this on my tits. I don't know, dude.
I mean, it is literally crazy. If you want to kidnap a kid in 2025 or 6, you just drive up and go 6-7, go, oh, 6-7, and then you just bundle him up. Please don't do that.
Don't do that at all.
And that's coming from Santa.
Ho ho ho. How
How much Santa was a real human being, it would take 95 years of nonstop work.
No wonder he's got so much fucking gray hair. Is it gray or white?
He's white.
30 seconds.
I will say though, does he have to deliver gifts to everyone? Because you were doing homes, and there's people that have huts. Are they delivering to huts?
Right, and they don't have to do it to people who don't believe in Santa.
True, they have to believe.
Yeah.
Dude, here's the thing, man. I know we're all fucking around here, but I kind of wish that Santa was real. Isn't that so much of a better world if Santa was real and magic's cool?
You're going to get canceled by the moms on Netflix.
Shit. But you know what I mean? Isn't that cool? That'd be so awesome. I'd love to live in a world like literally you write on a fucking list and you wake up.
Imagine the ego that guy would have.
Yeah, he would be God.
He is God.
Yeah. He would be our God if some random guy came once a year and actually gave us gifts. We would all wait for that. Like, he would be
our Messiah.
Yeah, our Messiah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He was real at one point. So, like, there was a point.
Actually?
Like, some little village, in Germany that, like, he was giving gifts to people.
Santa's German?
Yeah. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. I heard it was because of mushrooms.
What?
I do know that theory. Yeah.
What are they called? The mascala fucking mushroom? That's
like psychedelic?
Yeah. Took mushrooms and wrote the whole fucking story and was like, oh, St. Nick and. Everything's like based on psilocybin. I don't know. What's the story? You want to tell me that? It's actually really interesting. Try to find
Santa baby.
I'm trying to think of the worst gift that I ever received from Santa. You know what's funny is like as you get older, those awful gifts that you think are awful actually turn into the best gifts. Like when I got like underwear as like a kid, I'm like, cool. I'm gonna use this as a cum rag. But now I get so stoked when I get underwear.
Yeah. Well, your parents are more practical than you, obviously, as a child. So they're like, they hear you, or they do your laundry, so there's holes in all your shit. I'm like, let me get this kid some new underwear.
Yeah, but you don't want that as a kid. I want a fucking remote control truck. Guys, I think we did this last year, but let's just watch it because I forget everything.
Traditions. Activities like hanging stockings and singing songs about flying reindeer have become so deeply ingrained in Christmas.
he hasn't slept in years. From.
When we trace the origin of Christmas traditions, we find that many of them can be linked to the rituals surrounding the psychedelic mushroom Amanita muscaria.
Muscaria, that's the word.
The large red white spotted Amanita muscaria is the most recognizable mushroom on Earth. Throughout history and across many cultures, people valued this mysterious mushroom for its powerful hallucinogenic properties. For over a millennia, the indigenous people of the Arctic collected Amanita muscaria. These people were called shaman. The word shaman is derived from the Tungus-speaking people of Siberia and connotes a religious specialist. Each year, the shaman would pick the Amanita, dry them, load them into a big sack, and then, on December 21st, during the winter solstice, the shaman would go from house to house delivering their gifts. These shaman were older bearded men who wore the symbolic colors of red and white to honor the mushroom. During the winter solstice, the entryways to people's homes were buried under several feet of snow, so it was easier for the shaman to drop the mushrooms down the smoke. This is where the idea of presents down the chimney comes from. The colors of Christmas are red, white, and green. These colors symbolize the red and white Amanita muscaria.
Santa ain't nothing but a drug dealer.
Yeah.
This motherfucker.
Why do you think he likes cookies so much?
Yeah, he's high as shit.
And milk.
I'm thirsty. Dude, this is insane. Could you imagine like being a family though with kids? You're like, bitch, I don't need psilocybin. I need meat. I'm starving. I don't need a fucking mushroom.
Is this true?
Santa was a drug dealer.
That's kind of green tree. Amanita muscaria is found throughout the northern hemisphere under conifers and birch trees, just like red and white presents under the Christmas tree. Although deaths are extremely rare, Amanita muscaria is poisonous. In order to reduce the toxicity, shaman would hang the mushrooms on tree branches for them to dry, just like the colorful ornaments on a Christmas tree.
No!
Santa's flying reindeer have a similar connection to the Amanita muscaria mushrooms. Reindeer are common across Europe and Siberia, and just like the human inhabitants of these areas, they too consumed mushrooms.
Siberians
who ate the mushrooms may have hallucinated that the grazing reindeer were actually flying. Siberians would also drink the urine of the reindeer because the urine contained the hallucinogenic compound.
Oh, no. They would drink the urine because there's psilocybin in the urine.
Without the harmful toxins.
Without the harmful toxins, so they would use the deer piss to really get high.
Dude, imagine getting tweaked up off the deer piss.
What are you drinking? Bud Light. What are you drinking? Shut up. You're a monster.
Rudolph,
guess what I'm drinking.
To add to things, Rudolph led the other flying reindeer with his glowing red nose, which might have been a representation of the Amanita muscaria leading the psychedelic journey. and it's possible that the idea of helper elves assisting Santa might go back to the spirits encountered by the shaman during a mushroom trip.
Yeah.
In fact, the entire you image ever see of Santa Claus himself closely resembles that of a mushroom.
Bro.
While there are many theories about the true about origin anything. Of Christmas traditions, this
what,
excerpt
what?
James
There's
Arthur's
so
book,
much
mushroom,
stuff that lines up, though.
It does, but like, you know, I don't add mushrooms to anything. You're like, how did Blue's Clues come about? Mushrooms.
No, I know, dude. That's why, I mean, dude, acid and psilocybin created so much shit.
Mushrooms created a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Damn.
They say mushrooms are how we learned how to speak.
Dude, they say mushrooms Imagine. Are how the fucking burning bush happened. I'm being serious. They'd come down from the thing like, oh, the bush is burning. Look at all these commandments. Thou shalt not fuck my wife. I mean, that dude was such a cuck. I mean, literally,
isn't that crazy?
He came down from things like, do not fuck my wife. God said it. What a loser. Someone write that down. That's a joke. But what a loser, dude. Oh, you can't kill me and you don't fuck my wife. It's not even fuck my wife. It's don't covet my wife, which means like you don't even look at her. Why don't you be a fucking man and fuck your wife right? And then maybe I wouldn't, maybe she wouldn't want to run off with me.
What a funny
psychedelic. Also, we haven't showered in years.
It's just such a funny psychedelic trip. Dude, how's your trip? Bush is burning. Stop fucking my wife.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That came to me in my revelation.
I talked to God. No, you didn't. You had a mascara. And now I can't touch my wife. Your wife. Whatever. Who cares? It's a
awesome.
Village.
All right. Which
Dude, I
country?
Feel like everything is everything. You can do anything you want in a village. I live in a village. Cool. I just killed my daughter, and your wife is now my wife. I mean, that all tracks for me in a village. What can you not do in a village?
Call the cops.
I love it.
How about the first guy that was a cop in the village?
Murdered immediately.
Yeah.
The first cop in general. Hey, I stop bad guys. No, you don't.
I know.
Oh, we should hire more of these guys.
Well, dude, that's what the fucking sheriff's
department,
the rangers, or whatever, in the old cowboy days, they would just put on a fucking star and they're like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I just want an FBI badge.
Me too, man.
Walking to a restaurant, can I have a table for two? Oh, the wait's 30. FBI.
I mean, that's the biggest federal, not the biggest, but like it's right to prison. Oh my God.
Overusing it?
Dude, it's like wearing a police officer outfit. Walking in, hey, you're under arrest.
Oh,
jail immediately.
So bad.
Dude, can you imagine going to jail for taking a letter out of a fucking post office, fucking mailbox?
Yeah.
That's a federal crime. Jail.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from my boys at Super Power. Ladies and gents, last year I bought my parents another freaking gadget they never use, but this year I'm giving them something that actually matters. Their health. Dude, every year billions of dollars are spent on gifts. They gather dust, okay? But the greatest gift isn't something you wear or display. It's feeling your best. Superpower helps your loved ones take control of their health, okay? So they can feel better, live longer, and have more time with you, dude. Superpower is a new kind of health platform that helps you finally get answers about what really happens inside your body and what to do about it. One simple lab test measures 100 plus biomarkers, hormones, metabolism, vitamins, minerals, thyroid, heart health, and more, dude, okay? They'll get a full health report and a personalized action plan built by clinicians, including nutrition, supplement, and lifestyle guidance. For just $199, every gift membership comes beautifully packaged in a free Superpower gift box, a $49 value, ready to wrap and give. It's thoughtful, life-changing gift for your partner, parents, or even yourself.
A lot of people, I'm Santa here, a lot of people get the results and they don't know what to do next. It's kind of like a common thing, but what's great about Superpower is you get a clear personalized action plan and reminders on those actions and access to special member pricing for further supplements, diagnostics, and more. So it kind of gives you everything you need. It's very 360. It's not just like, hey, here's what's wrong with you. They go, hey, here's what we noticed. Here's how we can help.
Yeah, this is not a normal blood test. This is why what makes Superpower awesome is the normal blood test gives you like, I mean, I don't know, like 30, 40 biomarkers. This one gives you so many biomarkers. You can really know exactly what's happening inside you so you can have that personalized plan to help you feel your best. It's really, really a great gift. So give your loved ones something that actually lasts, better health, and more time with you. Go to superpower.com/gift to get your free $49 premium gift box with your gifted membership.
After you sign up, they'll ask you how you heard about them. Please mention Stiff Socks and just let them know that we sent you. And please support the show.
Goddamn.
You
right.
believe in the death penalty?
Okay. This got crazy.
Yeah.
Christmas episode.
I'm dressed as Santa. I'm like, do you believe in death penalty? I don't believe in dude, this costume.
Dude, that's such a funny way to start. It's such a funny way to start this episode. He's dressed like Santa. I don't have any takes.
Question. Sorry.
I don't got any takes. I hate the fact that I talk for a living and I have no takes.
You do.
But they're all nonsense. I have takes about cum. I'm talking about like real takes. Stances on real shit. How do you feel like Constitution? I don't even literally... The difference of the Constitution and what's the other thing that they fucking did?
Declaration of Independence?
Yeah. What's the difference?
When's the
literally don't know. The difference between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. There's probably... There's difference. There's definitely difference. I don't know the difference.
At one point, you did know the difference.
Do you think so, though?
In school, yeah.
I didn't pay attention to
I
school.
I think your brain...
I was rock hard.
Declaration of Independence.
I love it, dude.
I think having a stance... You have a lot of stances, but they're all in the comedic tone. Like, when you hear a car that's too loud, and then you go, okay, my stance on this is you're not loved, then you go write that down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a stance. There's people who hear loud cars all the time, and are like, oh, I didn't even notice it.
Well, those people are crazy. I mean, if a car goes by, fucking Hellcat, and you don't get angered by that, why are you even alive? How is that a human response?
I couldn't imagine driving that car. It'd be so annoying.
What did you say again?
I couldn't imagine driving that car.
I don't imagine
you just got broken up with you.
I mean, it's crazy. Dude, you go to a funeral like that. Your mom passes away. And you turn it off and you cry and you go inside, you do the eulogy, you come out, you're like, I know, thank you so much for all your condolences. I'll see you at the reception. I mean, that's nuts. That's nuts. The only way that car makes sense is if you rob a Wells Fargo and leave.
Not even that. All right. They can hear you.
If you steal your kid back from your wife.
The only time it's good is if a kidnapper has that, then you can follow them. And you can hear where they're going.
Yeah, like we know where you're at. How'd you find us? I mean, it sounds like you have a saber-toothed tiger in between your legs.
Yo, low key, this might be a good idea.
High key, go ahead.
Middle key.
All right.
House key.
I mean, skeleton key. First of all, keys and rocks, fake rocks, don't do that. I know the difference.
Well, it depends. They are very funny because they're a massive rock.
It's clearly... Not a rock.
Yeah.
It's like real rock, for sure there's a key in there. rock.
It is funny, though. It is.
I got to write that down.
Write that down. For sure. But also, they need a coat on it. Like, it can't just be just the rock.
Oh, right.
Because point, it's a rock, and then you open it, and it's a key.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's the same way I feel about those like telephone poles that are trees.
Yeah.
And the tree is like, and they look like the hair of Angelica from the Rugrats.
Like the other trees are like, bitch.
Buddy, stolen valor.
I mean, literally.
And the
know.
Wind is there and they're not moving. Hello, I'm electricity.
Yeah, you're not. We know the fucking difference.
All right, we have two questions left.
Which no, we don't.
Country,
Trevor. No, just joking. Go
which on. Country traditionally eats KFC for Christmas dinner?
China.
Germany. America.
No.
Hold on. What is it? Country?
Yeah.
How many is there? Give us a clue.
Country?
Trevor.
Japan.
Yeah.
Suck my wang.
They
suck my wang.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Wang, 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 wang.
All right. One bean boozle.
One bean boozle.
Right next
ha,
to
ha,
you.
Ha, ha. Eat that bean boozle. Ha, ha. Sorry.
I'm not even gonna look. Do you still taste it in your mouth?
A little bit.
Blue again. I didn't even look.
Really?
Mmm. Toothpaste.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Give me a blue one. Give me a blue one, please.
It's good. It's legit good. At first, it's kind of sweet, and you're like, ooh, berry.
All right, and last question. What Christmas song is most commonly played at strip clubs during December?
Hold on, what? Sorry?
What Christmas song is commonly played at strip clubs?
Mariah
Jingle
Carey.
Bells.
Deck the Halls.
No. I think, Jingle what's the Mariah Carey song? What is it?
Tis the season.
I don't think it is.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, that's good.
First word is Santa.
Santa baby.
That was a tie?
I'm just eating paper.
Dude, aren't the blue
ones? I'm just eating the blue ones.
The blue ones are fire.
Oh, this is toothpaste. It tastes fine.
It's good.
Tastes like... This is... Oh, I'm going to jerk off. This is exactly what I had as a kid. The fucking blue one. The blue Crest. Dude, this is exactly what it is. The blue Crest I used to have as
it's
a fucking
good.
Kid.
It's literally fire.
I mean, it's not
like
great.
I want those in my car like, as like a mint going to a show.
Yeah. I feel like I brush my teeth.
Jack, you should do one of these.
Yeah, Jack.
No, I don't want to do it.
Do this one.
No.
This is...
I've never done one before.
Yeah. This is either a rusty nail or my dad's crusty dick.
What is it?
Rusty nail or my dad's... I don't even know. Old bandage. Ha ha. Old bandage. Yeah, I ate two of those in a row, bitch.
Jack's old gone bandage. Silent. He's gone silent.
Old bandage.
And this man goes on juice cleanses once a month, so...
I mean, old bandage is awful.
Dude, he's out. Can we get a camera on him? He's out. He's sweating.
Yeah, it's awful.
We're never doing that again. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, welcome to
bad.
Our world,
they're
dog.
They're awful.
They're terrible.
Wet it's not dog?
Like, it's not like, ooh, it's a little bad. It's awful. Now we need some Nom Nom Mascaria.
I would get. I've never packed as in as Santa. I'm excited to do this.
I love it. Here, Alex, you need to do one.
I just forgot my name.
I honestly did, dude. I honestly did. I love it. All right. So this is. No, my brain's just not working. This is either a wet dog or Top Ramen.
Sounds good. Oh, I would top wet dog.
Oh, dude, sorry. The wet dog's the worst one. Oh, it got worse?
I can, like, smell it in the air.
Oh, sorry, Alex. Fuck. Or Jim, whatever your fucking name is.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by GLD. Buying men's jewelry used to be a nightmare, especially around the holidays. That's me. It's either cheap stuff or stuff that broke over the week or crazy overpriced, ridiculous markups. That's why Michael and I, we F with and we rock GLD. They've changed the game. You get quality jewelry that's built to last without blowing your entire holiday budget on one item. And unlike a lot of other companies, GLD only uses real gold. None of that cheap stuff. Every single stone is meticulously hand-set. Plus, their proprietary production process makes sure you're getting the highest quality jewelry possible. You can literally see and feel the difference.
And listen, don't just take our word for it. Over 2 million customers and 50,000 five-star reviews back it up, okay? Not to mention, it's worn by some of the biggest names out there. Trevor Wallace, Michael Blaustein, Justin Bieber. Tyreek Hill, dude. I mean, you kidding me?
ASAP Rocky,
dude.
Speaking of rocks, you can make a custom freaking pennant with your design. You can literally go on their website and see what you want, and you can upload it, and they'll make a fully custom piece for you, a one-of-a-one. Also, they have Super 6 stuff for the NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, MLS, and even DC Comics. You can get custom chains and pennants for the teams that you love and already rep daily.
Work hard and change the game. GLD's holiday deal is unbeatable for a limited time only. New customers get 50% off GLD.com. You freaking heard me. 50% off when you use code SOCKS. That is 50% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. Okay? After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Goddamn. I do have a sock talk that somebody recorded live at a show.
Oh, let's do that.
So I'm going to read this. So this was in Van Weasel Performing Arts Hall. That's what the voicemail was saved of. I don't know where that is. One of the forts. What's the Sarasota? Fort Myers, I think. I don't know.
Sarasota?
Sarasota. This is somebody came to the meet and greet, and we did a live sock talk. I just recorded it on my phone.
Oh, cool.
So, and I've been forgetting to play this. So shout out. Let's play this.
Hi, Floor General.
What's good?
I have a sock talk that Jack refuses to listen to.
Stupid Jack, fucking birds.
So flip this bitch. So my boyfriend, now fiance, because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Back in 2019, when we first started talking, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take him to a gay club just to see if he's about it. So we went to this gay club. We were having a great time, drinking, of course. And we were dancing in the middle of the very packed dance floor. And I just whipped his dick out and started giving him a hand job from behind.
Oh, like this. Hey!
and I jacked him off in the middle of the dance floor. We did the jack off.
Yeah.
And I mean, people maybe saw, didn't see, but we did it. And guess what? I became a girlfriend shortly after.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a wife right there.
We're fiancés and getting married in Vegas at a shitty chapel. You guys are invited. Halloween 2027.
I love it. Well, Michael, you have to answer this because I'm here live. I already know my opinion. This is awesome.
Jerked a man off in a gay club.
At 2019, which is very close to COVID, they made it. I mean, jerking a straight man off in a gay club. First of all, we didn't talk about one thing. It was packed, she said. Where did that semen go? Imagine going home being like, oh, hell yeah, great night, looking out of my cowboy boots. What in the fuck?
No, somebody looked at their Jack and Coke and go, when did I get a white Russian?
Also, she said she did it from the back, so he was looking at dudes the whole time.
Yo!
I mean, she went to a gay club.
Did a reach around.
Right, so he was just staring at dudes.
She milked him.
Dude, honestly, bro, I'm into that.
Not the looking at dudes part, but I'm like, dude, just like dancing and getting fucking reached around and looking at men. I mean, I'm not into that part, but like looking at men, that's my fun.
Dude, that pose number gonna be crazy. The second I come, I'm like, I gotta go.
Oh, I'm kicking on the stomach and leaving.
Do you think the first guy that came from a woman was like pissed? He's like, why would you make me do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you ruined the cave.
Stop.
Yeah. I mean, listen. On a positive note, that's great. Very adventurous. You would love that. I don't like to do things in public, but
I would love that anywhere at a fucking Buca di Beppo. Getting jerked looking at Alfredo.
Oh my God, at a Home Goods.
I haven't got jerked in public in a while.
Well, I knew who to ask. Jack. I don't even remember the last time I got jacked in public, honestly. I don't know the last time I did like some like outlandish sex outside was.
Well, you do a lot of weird shit inside.
Yeah. We recently ordered a tale.
Another one?
A tale of two cities, bitch.
Two?
Well, it's the second one we got. The other one I told you we had to throw away, RIP. RIP Black
Fox
Tale.
Another one?
We had to, dude.
From where? Pets
Amazon.
Pet Safe. Wait.
Amazon. Dude, Amazon literally delivers baby like milk and like
cock milk.
And
you ordered a butt plug with a tail on it from Amazon?
Yeah.
So there's drivers out there trying to deliver kids Christmas parties.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And how did you pick?
We got the same one. You know, it says like recently ordered or whatever the fuck. Yeah, she was right there.
You got one too?
Oh no, I'm not afraid of it. I'm gonna do it sooner or later. I know I've been saying that for years, but I'm like the idea of like a tail inside me. It's like that metal part. That sounds kind of fun. Look at me, I'm a fox.
So it's a fox.
It's a fox tail, yeah, black fox tail with a white tip.
So is this one on Amazon.
Let's see. We can't see nothing.
$7.99.
No, I didn't get one that's $7.99. I got one that's $5.99.
You gotta get a tetanus shot after that.
Oh, that's it. That's it. No, all the way right.
Yeah.
That one.
$13.99.
That's it.
Oh, it comes with ears.
Mine
didn't come with fucking ears. I'm furious. You're trying to tell me that's not hot?
No. I'm all right.
Are you kidding me? What, you like to fuck your normal human girlfriend?
Yeah.
No.
What are the reviews like? Would you buy a laser pointer too? Go to the one stars. Why are people taking photos of it? Why do you have to log in to see?
I don't know. I don't like anything. It's your mom's account?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh my God.
What?
Buddy? I share an Amazon account with my family.
Are they gonna?
Oh, dude, it's fucking Christmas time, dude. Everyone is on that account, like consistently.
And then you look at it and go, "Why was this bot twice?" That's so funny.
Oh my God, that's crazy, dude. I'm not saying it's like, oh, it's just me and my brother and my sister. It's me, my brother, my sister, my mom.
Dude, could you imagine you went to it and said, "Order again"?
Oh, but I did order again. But oh, you're saying like if someone, yeah.
Wait, go and check and see if anyone else has used Amazon in the past like week.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying, dude. It's Christmas. Everyone has. That's everyone.
So funny.
It's the most tracked Amazon our account has ever been tracked.
At least you can be like, it's a good gift.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, probably no one knows what it is but my brother.
Yo. That's crazy.
Your mom's like, where's Gigi's toy? The one you got on Amazon.
That actually it's kind of dangerous. Has a metal piece on it. It's going to knock her teeth out.
That'll lead us into the secret sock, which is why Christmas morning is way more sexual as an adult than it ever was as a kid.
No, the fuck it ain't. Kids are yelling. It's got to be the dude. I hate morning so much, but like, actually, I love a morning, but peaceful. 6 a.m. Kids are banging on your door, but then you get to see the satisfaction of them opening the.
Yeah.
So
I like
early,
never went to sleep as a kid. I could not sleep.
Night before?
If you're a kid and you're just like, oh, it's Christmas Eve, let me go to sleep. What, do you have a job?
You have like pre-flight anxiety.
I mean, for sure. I could not fucking sleep. I'd sleep for like 12 minutes. My sister and I just freaking out. Because my room is on the first floor, so I could never be there because Santa's going to be there. So I'd have to go upstairs, sleep with my sister. Hey now, sleep with my sister.
Now you're just rock hard.
I mean, dude, I can't even focus.
Yeah.
She's like, what day is it? I was like, who cares? It's definitely 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
Do I share an account? No. But that's getting sent to your house, not your mom's?
Correct.
That's very funny.
But you can see orders.
Yeah.
Like very easily.
Has it been delivered yet?
It's like a recent purchase. That's what I'm saying. It's here. Dude, you know what's actually really funny? So my Amazon locker's broken. They can't get into it. Okay, never mind.
So it's just going to be on the ground?
I don't even know where they're going to put it. I literally don't know.
What if you had, what do they call it? Porch package? Package porch? Porch pirate?
Oh, right.
Imagine somebody stole that. What the fuck?
Enjoy. They're probably hell yeah.
Put in their ass. Like, ooh, what the fuck?
Sick of these fucking Nintendo Wiis. Let me throw this in my asshole.
Nintendo Wii ner.
What was the question?
They were just saying how horny Christmas Day is now.
Why? How?
I don't think Christmas Day's ever been horny. It will never be horny.
Maybe alone with your significant other in the morning after you open presents could be pretty.
Sure, if you don't have kids, totally.
Yeah,
I can see that. You give each other like lovey-dovey gifts, especially when your gifts are a fucking swiping or swiping tail. Dress up like Dora.
Dude, I think I might be slowly getting into lingerie. Not for myself.
Bro, you're backwards. Literally backwards.
I think so.
How are you putting tails in women? You're like, yo, you ever seen like a lace bra?
I know, but I'm usually not into that.
Because it feels very, yeah.
But dude, I don't know, man. I think, What's that lingerie place that's like the high-end lingerie place in L.A.? Do you know what I'm talking about? Culver City Mall. I don't fucking know. I walked past that with my girl recently, and I'm like, dude, let's go in there. That's so hot to just go in there and be like, oh, this will look really hot on you. Try it on. Does that not sound
can
so hot?
Can you try it on there?
I mean, I could try it on. Yeah, you can try it on. You have to try it on. The shit there is like so expensive. You have to put it on.
That's crazy, though. It's just riding on your...
Well, women try on stuff, or the times that I have seen my girl try on stuff, there's like these like panty things that you put on there so you can put it on your cootie. Like panty, I don't know, blockers or pussy panty blockers, holes. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. But Christmas is not really horny for me. Jack?
Yeah.
No.
No, right?
No. Well, this is the first year we're living together, so maybe...
I don't think so. It's usually like family all day long.
It's family. It's like the most kid holiday ever. Like there's nothing like hot
it's
about
it. It's a weird day to get horny.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving though, that's a horny holiday.
Yeah. But you're so full.
I'm too full.
I don't know, dude. There's something about like being home in your childhood bed. You're like, I used to jerk off in this bed. Now I have an actual live vagina. It's crazy. It's actually, my bed doesn't even know what's happening. My bed's like, is there a woman here?
It's like, did you gain weight, Michael? Why are you double the weight?
Bitch.
Was it a race car bed?
Excuse me?
It's like a race car bed?
I wish, dude. You ever have a friend that has a race car bed? You're like, dude, my bad. I didn't know you were the Dell family.
Yeah, I didn't know you're Jeff Gordon's son.
Is that it?
That's it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah, and if you got tickets to see either myself or Michael on the road,
It's awesome.
That is
and if
awesome.
You didn't, fucking, we'll see you guys out there.
Yeah. That's it, guys. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Christmas.
And we hope that you guys have an amazing holiday. We love you guys. And that is it. Got a big old dick. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Bye.